there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Big day, big night for those on the newsletter with Tailgate Moonshine. Follow the directions there. The latest batch. Sign up for the newsletter. Just put your email address in the box that slides out in the bottom right corner when you go to danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Get ready for the Battle of Manchester. It's Man United taking on last season's defending champs, Man City. And it's one of the Premier League's fiercest matches, rivalries. Watch it live Sunday, October 29th at 11 a.m. Eastern, exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can see this show. I saw where Rory McIlroy was trying to buy into Manchester United. I don't know how big a piece is available for Rory McIlroy, how much that would cost, but feels like, you know, this collective of let's get a few athletes involved in some of these soccer teams. Yeah, Seton?
Yeah, that team's been rumored for sale for a while now, but just hasn't happened quite yet.
Yes, Paulie?
Rory said a couple of golf friends of his, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, got in on Leeds United, and they asked Rory if he wanted to get in. He said he couldn't do it in all good conscience, because he is a Manchester United fan.
Yeah, I get that.
Respect.
Yeah, I understand that. Boy, how weird would that be if you were buying a team, you didn't like that team, but you had the opportunity to buy that team or be involved in that?
And you might not have the opportunity for the team you love.
Yes.
Would you guys do that if you guys had, let's say you had the funds and you loved a team, but they weren't available? If I had the funds and I wanted to buy a baseball team, not buying the Cubs to me would be weird. But the Cubs are probably not available.
No.
Would you guys not care with your loyalty?
Okay, if you could buy a piece of the Vikings, you can't get the Bears, but you could get a piece of the Vikings. Would you do that?
Yeah, I respect that team. I definitely take the top off the building. We're playing outdoors.
Oh, you are?
The Vikings.
Oh.
I'm taking the top.
Wait, are you the owner? I'm just giving you a piece of the team. I don't think they're going to go to you and say, hey, what do you want to do? Take off the roof.
If you want to be part of it, you got to remove the roof. Home field advantage.
Can you keep the indoor walkways to get there, though? Because that was kind of fun.
Yeah, sure.
Fritzy, could you be part owner of the Chargers, being a big Broncos fan?
I think I can separate the two. It would be difficult, but if I really want there to be an owner and business is business.
But you got to wear the Charger gear.
Ugh. Do I have to wear the Chargers gear?
Yes, you're part owner. You're going to the game. You're going to be in the box. You're going to have all the celebrities there. I don't know what celebrities go, but...
That would be very difficult, but if that's a lifelong dream of mine to be an owner of a team, I guess I would I would have to do that.
Seton, could you do that? You could get a piece of the Red Sox being a Yankee fan.
I'm essentially a mercenary, so hell yeah, I could 1,000% do that.
Anything
easily.
Going to make me money?
Oh,
yeah.
I am in there.
Yeah. Marv, you're a 49er fan. If you could get a piece of the Rams.
Oh, without question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those games are 49ers home games anyway, so.
Wow.
Still a Niner fan.
All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Feels like a lot of goodwill was erased over the weekend. You had the Buffalo Bills. It's like, okay. No, not okay. You had the Dolphins. Oh, that high-powered. Okay, maybe not. The Lions. Oh, you got Jared Goff. Their best story, great. Maybe not. North Carolina football, undefeated no longer. Caleb Williams going to bounce back, and it's maybe not. Just a lot of goodwill got kicked to the curb there. What's the poll question, Seton, for hour? Well, let's recap hour one.
Shall we?
Yes.
Hour one, Dan, we had up there, worst loss of the weekend. Your options were Bills, USC, North Carolina, Michigan State, the Lions, and Iowa. You want to take a guess?
By the way, I just saw the field level angle of that non-fair catch in the Iowa game. I mean, it's just mind-bending that you missed that. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
He is pointing. His arm never goes above his shoulder pads. He's never, ever, you know, waving his hand for a fair catch. He is signaling to his teammates, hey, live ball, don't touch it. And then he takes it back for a touchdown and would have won the game. And how those officials, and I guess it's not reviewable, so nobody can help anybody in a situation like that. But, man, that was egregious. There were a couple of calls. And I know they get 98% of the calls right, or whatever the percentages are. But when there's clear, obvious ones, those are the ones you can't afford to not get right. And you saw that not only in college, but certainly in the NFL yesterday. What else, Seton?
Well, we could change things up and go a little bit more positive if we want to. We'll get the negativity out of the way early.
Okay.
Who had the best weekend? Bill Belichick. Massive win.
Okay.
He needed that.
Well,
theoretically.
This is how he's very excited. He got his 300th win, and here's the question.
Bill, what is your reaction to becoming the third head coach with 300 wins behind Don Shula and George Halas?
I mean, it's great. I'm really more focused on, you know, our team and this year, and worry about that later. Thank you.
Now that is a celebration.
Worry about that later.
Yeah.
Getting to a milestone.
He did say thank you. I mean, okay.
That's nice. That's a step in a good direction.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
But when he took a deep breath, it's great. I was like, oh, is it?
Play it again.
Bill, what is your reaction to becoming the third head coach with 300 wins behind Don Shula and George Halas?
I mean, it's great. I'm really more focused on, you know, our team and this year, and worry about that later.
Oh, I'm so annoyed by winning my 300th game.
I mean, I've done it 299 times before. This is just
one.
Did you get some kind of contract extension before the season started, Bill?
I know there was a report about that. I don't think that would stand in the way of the Kraft family, you know, moving on from Bill Belichick.
You don't?
No. Mm-mm. I think there's already been discussions with that topic in the building with Bill. I'm going to guess Bill is well aware that you gave me a contract extension, but, you know, the Kraft, Robert Kraft probably say, you know, Bill, it's like, you know, where do you want it? You know, do you want me to hit you in the wallet? You want me to hit you in your legacy resume? Like, where do you want it? You pick where the pain's going to come from. And, you know, we can do this ceremoniously, unceremoniously. You want to stay with the organization. But look, that was a big win. It felt like it was a bigger win for Mac Jones than it was for Bill Belichick, and it was his 300th win. Mac Jones outplayed Josh Allen. And when Buffalo took the lead,
And I thought, okay, I'd pick New England to win, but at least they're going to cover. And then all of a sudden, it's 75-yard drive. And I'm going, oh, all right. I didn't expect that. Here's Josh Allen after the loss.
When you say execution, Josh, I mean, you get to a point as an offense when you do execute. But it is kind of a pattern now within games where it's slow. Is it recognition of what defenses are doing? I don't want to put words in your mouth. What is it that's preventing you from getting to where you need to be earlier in games?
Well, I wish I knew the exact answer because we'd have it fixed by now. So I'm going to watch this film and find a way to get there, whatever it is. You know, our season's not over. It's a long season. I know it feels pretty bleak right now, but, you know, we're going to figure it out.
He's right. If he knew the answer, then they would try to fix it. But defense is not fully assembled. And, I mean, Stephon Diggs didn't talk to the media. I mentioned that I thought, you know, their head coach could be on the hot seat going into this season because we've had that window of expectations for the Buffalo Bills. And this feels like this is it. This is your window here. Yes, Todd.
That reporter finessed it, but he basically said, why are you regressing as a quarterback? That's what I heard as far as the question. But you can't say it as harshly as
that. No, it's a polite way. Justin Herbert, that situation. Chargers looked good in the first half, and then second half didn't look good. And here they are again. You know, we thought that the AFC West was going to be competitive. It's not. I mean, the Raiders lost to the Bears. And here's Max Crosby, the Raiders defensive lineman.
This was football. We didn't play good enough any phase. It's about doing your job at the best level you possibly can on a play-to-play basis. And, you know, defense, our offense in general, we got to play better, complementary football. It just wasn't good enough. It was literally an embarrassment.
So you got a backup quarterback who played at Shepherd University.
Yes.
Tyson Bagent. He's the first undrafted rookie quarterback to win his first start since 2019. I don't think you'll get this one. Is it Devlin Hodges?
Oh, Duck Devlin.
Yeah. Duck Devlin. Bagent is the first Bears quarterback to win his starting debut since 2004. Paulie's the only one who cares about Bears quarterbacks.
2004? Caleb Haney?
No.
It'd be too early.
Craig Krenzel.
Ooh.
Ohio State quarterback. By the way, there are two teams who have not had a halftime lead in any game this season. Would you like to take a guess?
Panthers.
Panthers? No.
What?
Marvin?
Giants?
No. Todd?
Chicago?
No. Paulie?
Not the Chargers.
No, don't do that where you go, not the Chargers. Okay, Chargers, your guess. Falcons and the Jets. If not, Stat of the Day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards to the Dan Patrick Show. I'm not all in on Desmond Ridder, Falcons quarterback. It just, you know, young quarterbacks trying to make something happen. Fumbles, interceptions. Bijan Robinson, I don't think he had a carry. Now, they said he was under the weather. He was sick. Okay, why is he out there? Why? Like, I didn't understand that. We're going to use him as a decoy? Yes, Todd.
He might have been just trying to sell his mustard on the sideline. Is that possible?
Okay.
I think he was throwing up into a paper bag or something.
Oh, he was?
I'm all in on that Koo guy, though. Younghoe Koo.
Yeah.
He's pulled a couple out for him.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
This quarterback has lost 13 consecutive starts, a streak that dates back over 1, 2, 3, 4. He's played for 5 teams, and he's lost his last 13 consecutive starts. Goes back to 2016. It's not the longest losing streak by an NFL quarterback. DeShone Kizer lost 15 in a row in 2017. Mm. This is, to play for that many teams, you have to be good enough to be able to play for that many teams, but you're not good enough to win a game for any of those teams. Paul?
Was it Tyrod Taylor? Not anymore? No.
What's your answer, Paul?
Tyrod Taylor.
No.
He's played for a lot of teams. That's a good guess.
Yeah. Todd, you got one?
I don't.
If you said Brian Hoyer, you would be correct. He was the Raiders quarterback. He's played for the Raiders, Patriots, Colts, Niners, and the Bears. So his losing streak dates back to 2016, and he lost to the Chicago Bears yesterday. All right, a couple of phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Troy in Indiana. Hi, Troy.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, we all know that you are the fashion guru, and when people want to know what's hip in the streets, they check with you.
Absolutely.
So my question is, what the hell's going on in college football where we don't wear mouthpieces, we have neon mouthpieces, we don't wear them, and then instead of wearing football pants and pads, now we're wearing hot pants or Daisy Dukes as shorts with our knees exposed. I'm just confused why they're allowing this to happen with safety purposes. And just wanted your thoughts on that, because we all know you know fashion, Dan.
Well, I thought maybe that there's a uniform violation. That if you said you must have a uniform that is, you know, kind of it's going to cover your knees. Like, there has to be conformity here. Like, then you got to make sure that you are, because the NFL fines you for everything. If your socks aren't pulled up correctly, you wear the wrong cleats. But you can see now they're not even trying to cover their knees anymore. And the mouthpieces, we talked about that last week, where it's just dangling there. They don't care. The Colts uniforms, I would have thrown a flag on those. Those were bad. Like, make up your mind what you want to do with the uniform. Yes, Marv.
I did not like the
helmet. The helmet? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I watched and I went, ooh. Oh, yes, Todd.
So what is the purpose again of that? I guess they've done studies, and if you put some black into the uniforms, yes, those sell better. That's all about that. And it's that simple.
Absolutely.
Michigan State ones look good, though.
The Colts did not look good.
Yeah. I mean, Michigan State, if I was them, I'd never wear them again. I'm superstitious like that, but I thought they looked good, though.
Georgia Tech's uniforms are fresh, man. They are hot. They look great.
So hot.
They are so, so hot. Speaking of which, Taylor Swift's handshake with Patrick Mahomes' wife. What did we think there? By the way, I know that there's an over-coverage of Taylor Swift. She does watch the game. Like, she is engaged in the game.
They're engaged?
No. No, what? No.
Talking head reports.
Sources. Yeah. Talking hairdo sources. Says they're engaged. No. But she is engaged with the game. She does. What, Todd?
I just hope she knows, like, what's going on, is familiar with the terms, that it's not just a show for the cameras. Like, for all we know, you know, she may be saying, I hope he gets a triple, and it'll be like, oh, no, really? I hope she understands the game.
Yes.
Like, cameras on me. Yay, high five with Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Yes.
Todd, did you ask the same question when they showed Bradley Cooper at the game last night for the Eagles?
I did not. So I guess that was saying I'm sexist. Is that
accurate?
The point we're getting.
Accurate. It was a horribly sexist thing to say.
But Bradley Cooper did star in a movie, Silver Lining Playbook, and it was a diehard Eagles fan.
And as far as I know,
he's an actor.
And isn't Taylor Swift new to the football thing, or just new to following Travis Kelce around?
So you
maybe I shouldn't assume that. Maybe she's got a football background and she played Pop Warner. I don't know.
She's an Eagles fan. She grew up in Pennsylvania. I think she's an Eagles
fan. Then I stand corrected. Maybe she probably knows more than me about football.
You're sitting right now. You're not standing.
I don't want to get the Swifties.
You just did. But by the time it gets to them, you know, because they're not listening to the show. But somebody's going to tell somebody who's going to tell somebody that Todd Fritz is the one who called out Taylor Swift.
That's all I need.
Here's Andy Reid after the win over the Chargers.
Kelce keeps getting better with time. Taylor can stay around all she wants.
Okay. She's the good luck charm until they lose. And then is she going to get blamed? If she goes to a playoff game and they lose, are they going to turn on Taylor? They just might. Yes, Todd.
Is Brittany Mahomes doing the high five thing now and all that stuff because of that?
Wait, now, so you've already said something about Taylor.
No, this isn't a sexist thing. This is that video that went viral a couple weeks ago where she looked like miserable because it looked like Taylor Swift was getting all the attention and they're all having fun a few rows back.
No.
I guess I got to get involved with Taylor Swift.
No, you said she looks miserable, do you think, because Taylor Swift's getting all the attention. I said She's eating chicken fingers there.
There was a lot of people on social media with that picture running with it, that look how upset she is that she's like the forgotten one now, and it's all about Tay-Tay now in the box. So she's just kind of sucking it up now. I guess I got to embrace this and do a handshake.
Yes, Marvin.
Fritzy is so young acting, yet so old acting all at the same time. It is amazing. MVD and LVD, only he can do it.
Yes, and you've done that the last couple of years.
The contradictory.
Most valuable Danette, least valuable Danette.
Let the kids dance, Fritzy.
Yes. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk some college football and the mess that is USC. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. What's your favorite part of Football Sunday? Great games. You got friends. You got family. Do you have King's Hawaiian? Because then you have a Slider Sunday. The original sweet rolls. Slider buns. Pretzel slider buns. Man, those are awesome. Soft, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. So versatile. You can create any kind of slider for your football game get together. Also, you can get some recipe inspiration. KingsHawaiian.com. How about this one, Todd? Chicken parm aeroni sliders.
Chicken parmaroni?
Yeah. So you get chicken tenders, sliced pepperoni, marinara sauce, a trifecta of mozzarella, provolone, and Parmesan cheeses, and finally chopped Italian parsley on the King's Hawaiian pretzel bun.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Football Sunday is all about sharing great food with friends and family. And it starts with King's Hawaiian Slider Sundays, the only way to Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store, pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. We will give you ours as well. Got a busy sports schedule today and tonight. Diamondbacks at the Phillies, Game 6. Rangers, Astros, Game 7. And the 49ers at the Vikings, with the Niners favored by 6.5. We'll talk to Bill Plaschke, LA Times columnist who blasted USC and Lincoln Riley. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. By the way, Sunday night matchup? Anybody looked ahead to the Sunday night matchup on NBC and Peacock? If you said the Bears and the Chargers, you would be correct.
Ooh, big one.
Yeah. Someone, who's ready for that one?
Yeah. Someone's got to win it, though.
You can still have a tie. Ugh. Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. He is Andy Staples. You imagine if the Chargers lose to the Bears? Mm. Andy Staples covers college football for On3 Sports, and he was in Tuscaloosa Saturday for Alabama's comeback win over Tennessee. He'll be in Jacksonville next Saturday, Georgia, and Florida. I'll get to Alabama-Tennessee in a moment. Worst loss of the college football weekend was turned in by who, Andy?
North Carolina. Yeah, losing to a 1-5 Virginia. North Carolina was in a position, it felt like they were potentially going to be undefeated going to the ACC championship game to play Florida State. The path was there for them. And, you know, it looked like North Carolina had improved defensively, but they just laid an egg against a team that they should have been able to beat pretty handily. So that was by far the worst one.
Yeah, but, you know, North Carolina does this, it feels like, every other year, where you go, hey, North Carolina got a nice little team there. And then all of a sudden, You're losing to Virginia. Where does USC's home loss to Utah rank?
It's bad. It's bad, but, I mean, that's the third consecutive loss by USC to Utah. We should be getting used to this by now. But I you mentioned that you have Bill Plaschke on the show. Bill hit it on the head. That's exactly how people in Los Angeles are feeling right now, is this was supposed to be different. This was supposed to be better. You know, I wrote a column off the Pac-12 championship game last year in Vegas where Utah just demolished USC. Once Caleb Williams got dinged up, Utah took advantage of USC having a defense that couldn't tackle. And he said, okay, this offseason, they will make this better. They will improve the talent on the defense. They will improve the scheme. It will get better. It didn't get any better. They did improve the talent, but for whatever reason, you've got Bryson Barnes, who was not expected to be Utah's starter. He's a walk-on who was a backup to Cam Rising, but Cam Rising's not coming back because of his knee. You got Bryson Barnes running through USC's defense to set up a game-winning field goal. It's just every week it's the same thing. And I think we kind of knew when USC played Colorado and we saw that Colorado offense pick USC's defense apart in the second half, it's like, okay, this is going to be a little bit rough. And it's going to get worse because they've still got to play Washington and Oregon.
Where do you stand with Lincoln Riley's future at USC?
Well, he can stay there as long as he wants. The question is, does he want to compete for national titles there? Because if he does, he's going to have to make some changes. This is the same stuff that a lot of people have been saying going back to Oklahoma. You have got to make physical play a bigger priority in your program. You've got to practice differently. You've got to have a different philosophy about that. They're probably going to have to change defensive coordinators in the offseason and move on from Alex Grinch. But you have to be able to tackle at some point. It can't just be pretty plays where the quarterback makes some magic happen. And by the way, Caleb Williams will be gone next year. Now, I trust Lincoln Riley to always have a good quarterback because he always has. But they have to have a better offensive line and a better defensive line where they're going. They're going to the Big Ten. You know, you're playing Michigan, you're playing Ohio State, Penn State. Those teams do not care how pretty your plays are. They're just going to punch you in the mouth. And that's the part that I don't understand how he hasn't figured that out yet, because it's pretty clear that what Kirby Smart does and what Jim Harbaugh does, the way they practice, the way they play, that wins and wins at a high level. Like what Nick Saban does, wins at a high level.
I think Jim Harbaugh had a pretty good weekend when you consider the walls were kind of closing in on him a little bit there with the sign stealing. And then, you know, his quarterback is, you know, according to DraftKings, he's the leading candidate for the Heisman. Feels like, and Harbaugh may have the best team in college football, most balanced team in college football. Where do you stand on Michigan and their placement among the hierarchy?
Oh, they're fantastic. And you may be right. They may be the best team in college football. We won't know until they actually play somebody, which we won't see that till November 11th when they go to State College and play Penn State. But they absolutely are built perfectly based on, you know, you look at who's going to the NFL from that roster, how much talent have they accumulated, who's good where. They have the most special quarterback that they've had in the Jim Harbaugh era, and he keeps saying that over and over about J.J. McCarthy. He's the most dynamic quarterback Jim Harbaugh's had at Michigan. So they absolutely have everything they need. We just need to see them play somebody good. Unfortunately, the schedule worked out the way it worked out. If this were next year, they would have better opponents coming in sooner, and we'd have a better idea of what they are. Yeah. But we got to deal with what we got, and I can't wait to see them against Penn State. Now, Penn State did not blow us away in Columbus. The offense is not very good. The defense is. But at least we'll get to see what that Michigan offense looks like against an elite defense. And I think that will help us kind of judge where they fit along with everybody else.
We're talking to Andy Staples. He covers college football for On3 Sports. Will the regular season be de-emphasized next season?
No, because they're going to be games that aren't that don't matter now that are going to matter quite a bit. Now, will, for example, Penn State, Ohio State feel like the be-all, end-all type game? No, but it wasn't this year really either, because Penn State, if they were to beat Michigan, is not out of the hunt now. So what's going to happen, though, is you're going to have games among teams that are trying to be the number 12 team or the number 11 team. You're going to have games between teams that are trying to be the number 9 team or the number 8 team, because that matters. If you're number 9, you go on the road. If you're number 8, you start at home. They're going to be, you know, conference championships will still matter because you've got to win one to get a bye in the playoffs. So all of that stuff will still matter. It's not going to de-emphasize anything. There'll be more games that actually matter for the season longer into the season and for more teams.
Yeah, when I was pushing for this 12-team playoff, I got some blowback from people saying, hey, it's going to ruin the regular season. I go, no, now all of a sudden you can have two losses and still get into the playoffs here. And if you're looking at this year, that's not going to happen. But it does make the November games more important as opposed to, hey, we're just going to play and see if we're bowl eligible or, you know, we might be a spoiler here. Now you have a legitimate chance with these teams. There's going to be more teams, more games that are more important or mean something than November is usually a throwaway month for a lot of these schools because they're not going
for entire conferences sometimes, Dan. There were years where the Big 12 or the Pac 12 was effectively eliminated by November. That's not any fun. Now the Pac 12 eliminated itself by getting torn apart. But now, like in the Big 12, you're going to have a bunch of teams that are all pretty similar, all very competitive with one another, and there's going to be at least one spot for them out there, and possibly two or more. And think about what those games will be like down the stretch, where you could have, you know, a team take over first place this week, lose next week, get it back the following week. It's going to be fun.
Always great to talk to you, Andy. Safe travels to Jacksonville for Georgia and Florida.
Thank you, Dan.
Andy Staples. Been covering college football for a long time. Yeah, I was talking to the Danettes prior to the show, and I think that next year the regular season will be even more important because now maybe September won't be, but November will be. And, you know, as we kind of ramp up with college football, you don't want these regular season games de-emphasized because it'd be like, this doesn't matter. Or, hey, you lost, you weren't going to be in the playoffs anyway. Now it's, you got two losses, and you can be in the playoff picture. Heck, maybe even three, getting in there, you know, one of the top 12 teams. But I do think that those games now are more important because now I expand the net of 20 teams who may make the playoffs or have the opportunity to make the playoffs as opposed to four. Well, how many of those teams exist? And I think that that's where it's going to be more fun, I think, with the regular season. Now, I know what's going to happen. It'll be like, hey, this is great with 12. You know, when we had the BCS, it was 1 versus 2. And they did a good job usually finding those two top teams. But then expanding to 4. And now we've gone to 12. Well, they expanded to 4 and everybody goes, gosh, we made a lot of money here. Yeah. And when are you going to go to 12? And I told you from my source that they tried to do this for this season initially. They looked at 2023, and then everybody said, well, they won't break contracts. Yes, they will. There's a whole lot of money at stake. That's why it's going to be put in place next year. Yes, Eden.
Ultimately, you're going to run into, you know, why does 10-4 Utah get in, but 10-3 Oregon doesn't?
I don't think you'll have those kind of arguments from the standpoint of, hey, you had the opportunity to have a good record, and if you don't get in, it's because you. I don't. And maybe it makes it harder for the committee to go, who's going to get in? But then you have automatic bids that are going to get in. You have the automatic buys that are going to be there. And I think if you're arguing over a 10-4 and a 10-3, I don't think you're going to get too much sympathy. It's like when a team doesn't make March Madness and we go, everybody makes March Madness. If you didn't get in, you're a bubble team. Sorry. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, it just feels like, should a 10-4 team still have a chance?
Well, let's say 10-4 is Alabama. Should Alabama have a chance over 10-3 Oregon? Probably. But then you're going to have, you know, strength of schedule here, and then the committee is going to have to decide that. But I think it's fun. I think it's great. More schools are going to be there. And that's what's going to make, you know, games mean something from now on out. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I'm looking at the college football schedule 3 weekends from now, and Ole Miss is at Georgia. Ole Miss right now is ranked around 12th. They'll still be in the mix for a spot, a good spot. You know, Utah, Washington in 3 weekends. Utah will have a case, and they have a lot of work to do. Utah has to be almost undefeated to get these days to be in the top four. Now they can afford a loss and be in the mix.
We'll get to best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you ours. John in Philly. We'll get to John before we take a break. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 6'1" and an ever fluctuating 225. Two best of the weekend. First time Nebraska's been had a winning record since 2019.
Yay!
Second, Nebraska women's volleyball undefeated took down Wisconsin to take the number one spot. I do think it was a disservice that they put it on Saturday night. I don't know if you can flex women's volleyball games. But it seems like they should have put that on a night where they could have got more eyeballs.
Well, I would be happy that you found a TV partner to put them on to begin with. I don't know if there's a clamoring for women's volleyball or men's volleyball on Saturday night. But you get eyeballs, even if it's in an afternoon game during the week. Just you want to get eyeballs on your sport. That best way to go about it. It's like the MAC went to football games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, that gave them standalone games. They invented this, and I thought it was brilliant. Sunbelt has done it because all you want to do is have somebody see your sport, your team, your players. And we all come away from those games, well, at least we do, and you're like, hey, did you see that guy last night, Central Michigan? Hey, OU Bobcats, man. We would never be talking about them. But if you give people an opportunity or there's nothing else to watch, chances are we're going to watch it. Take a break. Our best and worst of the weekend right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off.
Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Our best and worst of the weekend. Update the poll results. USC and Utah each had 21 missed tackles on Saturday. None more important than that last-second scramble and set up the field goal. 21. Now, I don't know if I have anything else to reference that to. Is that like an inordinate amount of missed tackles by both of these teams? 21 missed tackles. You know, when you lose, that seems like, wow, you had 21 missed tackles. Okay. Seems like a lot. All right, go around the room. Best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
Best of the weekend, Friday night in Arlington, ALCS Game 5. Jose Altuve, three-run homer in the ninth of Jose Leclerc, gives the Astros a 5-4 lead on the Rangers, and Houston gets out of trouble there in the bottom of the ninth. Worst, Tennessee and Duke unable to play four quarters. Both schools had me believe they were going to upset Alabama in Tuscaloosa and Florida State in Tallahassee. Tide scored 27 unanswered points on the Vols in the second half. Seminoles scored 21 unanswered points on the Blue Devils in the fourth.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Dan, my best this weekend in Italy, you had AC Milan versus Juventus. You had four Americans starting in that game, which is really, really great. Those are two massive clubs on the world stage. To see Americans getting a chance again is really, really cool. My worst of the weekend, I think week seven is the week in the NFL that we started saying, what's going on with the refs? So all of a sudden, there was a bunch of odd calls, or maybe not odd, but sort of weak, say, roughing the passer calls, a few missed like face mask penalties, a couple of penalties that shouldn't have been called at all. Even Bill Belichick was like, I don't know. They were throwing a lot of flags, but then picking them up. It was very odd. Feels like week seven was the week that we started questioning officiating this year.
Marvin?
Best of the weekend, J.J. McCarthy. What do you go? 21 for Michigan, 21 of 27, 287 yards, four touchdown passes for the number two ranked Wolverines. And worst, the USC press conference.
Well, did they really have a press conference?
So they had a press conference, but right behind them was Utah's locker room, and they were playing 50 Cent, and you couldn't really hear, like, you could hear Lincoln Riley, but you could hear 50.
Can I play any of that?
Yeah, I have something. You want to hear it?
Okay, is it okay to air this?
It is, yes. Yes, okay. We double check it.
All right, so here's Lincoln Riley with 50 Cent in the background.
I believe in the young man we have in there. I believe in the staff members that we have in there. I very much believe in how we'll respond, and we'll get a chance to define it. That's the beautiful thing about this game. And yeah, I'm proud of the fight. Know we got to play better to play up to our capability. But I still know
okay. All right. Now, would that be 50 Cent feet Lincoln Riley?
Yeah, I think it's 50 Cent.
Or is it Lincoln Riley feet 50 Cent?
I'm going to go Lincoln Riley because you can hear him a little clearer than you could 50 Cent. Because there were a couple things that he said referring to the loss, but what 50 was saying wasn't really going to work out with our FCC regulations over here.
See, oh, my soul.
Yeah. Okay. Like, playing Many Men Wish Death Upon Me is just not what I'm trying to hear right now, Lincoln Riley.
Doesn't anybody say, hey, can you turn down the music?
Say, hey, how about you guys beat Utah and you won't have to hear them play Many Men.
Okay.
And I think
you're mispronouncing. You're saying 50 Cent.
Yeah.
It's 50.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
In my neighborhood, it's 50 Cent.
It sure is.
Yes, it is.
Capo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Capo Dan. Yeah, what up, 50? Hey, what up, 50? No, it's not the same. Did you get both of your...
I did.
Best and worst?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Paulie.
My best of the weekend, Oregon running back Bucky Irving. This guy's fantastic to watch. 130 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, a couple of receptions and a touchdown. He's fantastic for Oregon. He's one of those like Darren Sproles types on the next level. And then I would say worst of the weekend. I rarely do a worst, but the Clemson Tigers and their head coach, Dabo Sweeney, he was full of bravado during the years when he was rolling over people. And I don't know where he is now.
I wonder if he's going to embrace the transfer portal.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to be the coach in waiting for Alabama still.
Or NIL.
They're 4-3. They just lost to Miami in overtime. They have NC State, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and South Carolina to go. This could be a seven, easily a 5-loss season.
Okay.
Which Nick Saban never had those. Coach in waiting, I guess. That's it.
Oh, was that a best and worst?
That was the worst. Bucky Irving was my best.
Oh, okay. All right. Seton, would you update the poll results for us?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Dan.
Okay.
Worst loss of the weekend. Right now, 30% say the Bills, followed by the Lions. This is interesting to me. Michigan State is currently last place in that poll, so that was not a big loss. And then North Carolina also coming second to last. Nobody thinks of that as a big loss?
I don't think they believe in North Carolina.
See, told you, basketball school. Now go back to, see you in the winter.
Yeah. Is it like Kentucky with their football program? Oh, yeah, right. You're a football program. Yeah. Can't wait for basketball.
Okay. Yep. See you later.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Yeah. They just left the stadium, went right to the Dean Dome.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go see winners.
Jeff in Syracuse. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Best of the weekend, Myles Garrett. When he leapfrogged over the center there, I was waiting for the flag to fly, but he didn't touch, blocked it. He got back there before the ball got back there.
I know.
Worst of the weekend, it's a tie. North Carolina and the Bills. I mean, two supposedly good teams losing to 1-5 teams. I mean, can you recover from that?
Yeah, yeah. And if you're Drake May, you can't afford a loss like that. You're kind of a dark horse candidate there. Be in the picture a little bit. He can't lose at home. And his numbers were good until he threw the interception on that last play. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al.
Good morning, Dan. Best of the weekend. Getting to wake up for the first time that I can remember since a horrible thing happened in early 2017 with the Falcons in the first place of the NFC South. Worst of the weekend. How we got here. Oh, my God. How do you have 3 lost fumbles inside the 5, 2 inside the 1, and like, no team won that game. We just did not lose that game. Thank God for Young Wei Koo.
Thank you. Yeah, Fritzy was all over your place kicker.
I love that guy.
Yeah, nobody was more excited about the Falcons winning than Todd was.
Other than Justin Tucker, there's like, there's only like 2 or 3 guys where you're like, there's a really good chance, no matter how far away it is, this is going to be a good field goal.
Yes, Paul.
I forgot they still had Cordarrelle Patterson, who's a fantastic player, and he just fills in for Bijan naturally. He was fantastic.
I know, and he's been one of those guys. Wasn't he drafted by Minnesota?
Yeah.
And played with the Patriots, kick return guy, receiver guy, all around. He's a great player. Yeah. Not going to make the Hall of Fame, but, if you said, hey, you can be a kick returner, wide receiver, running back, feels like he can do all 3 at a really high level. I mean, he's sort of the Taysom Hill of...
Wasn't he first, though?
Was he Taysom Hill before? He hasn't played quarterback yet.
Checking.
Yes. But Taysom really hasn't played quarterback yet. Yes, Marv.
I was going to say more Josh Cribbs, but you can go with Taysom Hill.
All right, all right. Yeah.
Taysom Hill was never all pro, though.
Final hour on the way. Bill Belichick. He has done it. He's got 300 wins. Why is he not excited?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.